didn't have a ton of time, but Loren got something banned in the office yesterday.
Yes, there was a major disaster at the radio station yesterday. What happened?
All right, so I thought I was doing something nice. We knew we were going to be here forever yesterday, and everyone was hungry. So we're working on our top 10 show. And for the weekend.
Yeah, good plug. The MRL Trending 10. Yeah. Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m.
So we're working on one of those shows, and we were going to be here for a while. So I thought everyone likes popcorn, so I'll go make popcorn for everyone and bring it to the studio. And normally when we make popcorn, it gets a little crispy towards the end. So I press the popcorn button, and on our nuclear microwaves, it says 350.
Right.
So I think to myself, well, I'll just put it in for 325. So I clear it out and put the bag in for 325. Go and use the restroom, and I come back to smoke.
Oh, man.
And at this point, the microwave is still going. So I hurry up and stop the microwave and open it, and a billow of black smoke comes out. So I immediately panic and shut the door.
Right.
Which, by the way, I'm pretty sure there was a flame at this point.
Oh, my God.
Well, because you don't want to activate the sprinkler system with all the smoke.
Well, now I'm freaking out because there's a sprinkler literally right above this microwave.
Oh, boy. Why would they put that there?
Because it's
probably
a kitchen.
Probably for that reason.
Right?
Well, yeah, but I mean.
So I panic. And instead of going to find a fire extinguisher, I run. I mean sprint to Nicole's studio.
Our producer.
And right. Here I am having like a recap meeting with our boss. Like just, you know, talking about things to do. And she just, I have an emergency. And we're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, so our boss Quagmire is in there and he's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I think I'm burning down the building.
Oh my God. Then he was like, please hold. And so then we just went running with her.
Was there, now when I got there, it was more like just a strong smell than smoke. Was there actually smoke like billowing around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So, well, we all go back over there and Quagmire's like, I think it's fine. Let's open it. And I was like, it was on fire before. I don't think you should open it.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Just get something to fan it with. So here's Quagmire, me, and producer Nicole standing around fanning the thing so the sprinklers don't go off.
So then we get an email. Yes, you have it? I was just looking for it. I can't find it.
I'll pull it up real quick. But it pretty much said it was from our big boss to his assistant and said, add popcorn to the list of things that are banned. Also tell the vending machine company to not stock popcorn anymore.
Not only that, but let me tell you, when we opened the microwave, it was black inside and I burnt a hole at the back of the bottom.
Oh.
It was... The way that the popcorn looked was almost unnatural.
Yeah, we have a picture of it. We took a
picture. Oh, good. Let's post that up at the MRL show.
But then after that, everyone was talking about it. So we were like going back and forth because we were working in the other room.
Sure.
And so there was a guy behind me. And as I'm going to finish cleaning it, there's a guy behind me on the phone. And as soon as he like gets the waft of it, he's like... I got to call you back, man. I got to call you back.
People are coming out of their offices. Yeah. Like, what
but
is
it's
that?
Okay, though, because it was Sweet Loren. So yeah, if it was Roy and I, it would be over. But, Loren, that's hilarious.
If it was us, the email would have been sent out immediately. Yeah.
I'm burning down the building.
All right, War of the Roses, 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.